Listening Library presents Camp Confidential, Number 9, Best Boyfriend Forever, by Melissa J. Morgan. Read for you by Lauren Davis.
Chapter 1. Hey, Sambone. Sorry I haven't written more, little bro, but you know how much I hate to sit still, and there's always so much to do at Camp Lakeview. B-ball, swimming in the lake, soccer, moonlight hikes, and some pretty great pranks have been played already this year. The most extreme one since Jordan and I started coming here. Wow, I can hardly believe it's our third summer. Jordan says hi and says to go next door and scratch Cougar's belly for him, because his parents always forget how much Cougar loves belly scratches. A couple days ago, I had this tree climbing contest with Jordan, and I almost fell. Don't tell Mom. I won, so it's all good. Except the next day, Jordan beat me in this game we invented. Bike broom polo. We'll teach it to you when we get home. You'll go ape over it. With the tree and the polo included, that makes the overall score for the summer Priya 43, Jordan 41. I so rule. Except that, okay, Jordan has been ahead of me a couple times in this summer's private Who's the Most Extreme Challenge. We've always managed to keep it a secret from the counselors in the past, but this year there have been a couple few visits to the nurse. There was even some hoo-ha about how I could have broken a bone after someone not cool saw me in the tree. If I had broken one, you know what that would have meant? I'd be even with you and Jordan in bone-breaking, and Mom would say stupidity. Because, as you know, I've had 2 broken bones in my almost 12 years on the planet. Plus that thing that time with my tooth. What's that, Dad says? The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat? I still say the thrill was worth the agony of the teeth. 'Cause I did conquer that empty swimming pool with my skateboard. You know it. How are you? How's the All-Star team? Getting to play at D-Land, that so rocks. I miss you. But with my best friend here, do I really need my annoying little brother around? Just kidding. Jordan's my BBFF. That's boy best friend forever, in case you don't know. But you're my BBF, best brother forever. Duh. I can't wait until Friday. That's when the whole 4th Division is heading off for our long weekend, 5 days, in Washington, D.C. There are a bunch of different activities to pick from, with pairs of counselors chaperoning each one. Jordan and I have already made a zillion plans. We're definitely going to do this thing called Sights on Bikes. That's where you bike around all the monuments. Do you think it's possible to scale the Washington Monument? Because how much insane fun would it be to rappel down that thing? Just kidding. Mostly. I mean, it would be fun, but even I'm not that deranged. And we're going to spend one whole day in the National Air and Space Museum. Of course. 2 astronauts like us couldn't miss that. There's also this dance cruise thing on the Potomac River the last night that everyone has to go to. I'm so not into that. But Jordan and I will find some way to make it fun. Gotta go. Time for swimming. Bye. Your favorite and, okay, only sister, Priya. Priya Shaw swam toward the big wooden raft out in the lake part of Camp Lakeview. She loved to lie on it until she started to get just a little dry, then dive into the cold blue-green water. Then dry, then dive. Then dry, then get hauled straight to the bottom. Something had her by the foot and was dragging her down, down, down. Make that someone. Jordan played this trick on her at least once during every swimming session. She did a fast flip-twist roll, the combo that she always used to get free from Jordan's power grip, and shot up to the surface like a bubble in a can of Coke. Jordan popped up next to her about a second later. You need some new routines, Priya told him. I'm thinking we need more BTL, Jordan said. If you didn't know Jordan, you might think he was saying he wanted more bacon, tomato, and lettuce sandwiches. But Priya knew Jordan and the way Jordan's brain worked. To Jordan, BTL could only mean one thing. The Beyond the Limit section of the National Air and Space Museum. We already calculated how much time we can spend at every exhibit we want to see, Priya reminded him as they treaded water across from each other. They'd been planning the museum part of the DC trip almost from the moment Dr. Steve announced it. I know. But BTL has the full-size space shuttle cockpit simulator. I need more minutes with that, Jordan told her. Fine. Just don't take them away from the Clementine. It...
I know,
Jordan interrupted. The lunar exploration vehicle that went from drawing board to space in 2 years. Jordan knew how her brain worked, too. But Priya, he continued, I'm telling you, that doesn't mean that you can make one in your garage. Priya splashed him with one hand, using the other one to keep treading water. Can I just say, duh? I know how you think, Jordan insisted. Someday I'll come over and it will be like that scene in E.T. You'll have a fork and a phone and a bunch of other garbage, and you'll be trying to put yourself in orbit. Priya lowered her mouth into the water and shot a stream at him. The Clementine was unmanned. Fish poop in that water, you know, Jordan informed her. So we're both swimming in fish poop, Priya answered. Jordan stared at her for a second, a disgusted expression crawling over his face. Then he cracked up. I see you and the boyfriend found a new place for a private conversation, Gabby commented as the four sea girls headed back to their bunk after swimming. Priya rolled her eyes. She knew Gabby just called Jordan her boyfriend because Gabby knew that it drove her bonkers. But she couldn't stop herself from exclaiming, for probably the 500th time, Jordan is my friend. Period. Friend. Nothing before it. Friend. Friend. Got it, Gabby? Gabby raised her eyebrows. Okay. You and that boy who is your friend seem to have an awful lot to talk about today. And it didn't seem like you wanted anyone else listening in, since you were talking while treading water away from everybody. Yeah, that's why you two climbed to the top of that tree the other day, right? Grace teased. So you'd have privacy to tell each other how much you love each other? Don't be stupid, Priya said. But she smiled. At least Grace was just being goofy, not trying to start trouble, which was what Gabby seemed to live for. It's not stupid. Trees are the classic place for romance. Bryn slapped her hands over her heart, her green eyes bright with laughter. What are you talking about? Alex, the bunk's own Mia Hamm, asked, kicking a soccer ball along the trail in front of her. Bryn smiled. Haven't you ever heard that rhyme about being in a tree? K-I-S-S-I-N-G, everyone finished with her. We were C-L-I-M-B-I-N-G, Priya told them. So, you've never even thought about kissing Jordan? Gabby asked. I haven't ever thought about kissing anyone. Jordan hasn't ever thought about kissing anyone either. It's grosser than drinking fish poop, Priya insisted. Yuck, Abby cried. Yeah, yuck, Candace echoed. She was kind of a human echo. What's yuck? The kissing or the fish poop? Alex said. Both, Abby answered. With kissing a little higher on the yuck scale, Priya agreed. I wouldn't mind deciding for myself, with the right person, Bryn admitted. I still say Priya's found her perfect guy, Gabby said. She's with Jordan practically every second possible. They spend all their free time together, and they've been in a ton of the same activities this summer. Like tomorrow, they both have nature together. We both like nature, so what? Priya asked. All the magazines say it's good for couples to have things in common, Valerie joked, winking at Priya. Yeah, I bet if you and Jordan took that quiz from 17, you'd definitely get ranked much more than friends, Grace agreed. Just because we both like nature? Priya protested. Lots of people like nature. Grace is in nature with me too. Luckily, they'd reached the bunk by then. I call for a shower, Priya shouted, ending the conversation. Bat! Priya called out the next day during nature. The bandana tied around her eyes made her blind as a, you know. Tree! Someone to her left answered. Moth! Someone behind her squeaked. She was positive it was Jordan, trying to disguise his voice. Two other people called out moth from somewhere in front of her. She was pretty sure Grace was one of them, because of the Grace-like, but not moth-like, giggling. Priya spun around in the direction the squeaky, definitely Jordan voice had come from. Bat! She called out again. She got answers of tree and moth from all around her, along with some more probably Grace giggles. She focused on one particular moth. This time it had been called out in a deep, booming voice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?